from Washington, this is VOA News. Russia denies its military vehicles have entered Ukraine. Mogadishu, 10 people reportedly killed in fighting. I'm Vincent Ruch, reporting from Washington. A spokesman for Russia's defense ministry, Igor Konoshenkov, has denied reports that a column of Russian military vehicles crossed into Ukraine late Thursday. Konoshenkov told reporters for Russian news outlets that no Russian military convoy crossed into Ukraine, as Kiev claims. The Ukrainian government said Friday that a military column from Russia did cross into eastern Ukraine. The office of Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko posted on its website Friday that Ukraine discovered, or rather destroyed, a significant portion of the military column. The website said Mr. Poroshenko told British Prime Minister David Cameron about the development during a phone call. In Mogadishu, heavy fighting broke out Friday between Somali government forces supported by African Union troops and a militia loyal to a former warlord. Security officials say more than 10 people died in the fighting and a dozen others were arrested. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Residents in the Wadajir neighborhood of southwest Mogadishu were awakened Friday by heavy gunfire.
This is a normal ongoing operation.
Colonel Ali Aden Humed, a spokesman for the African Union force, AMISOM, told VOA his troops and Somali forces were trying to secure an arms cage near the home of former warlord Ahmed Hassan Addo when Addo's militia attacked.
So what happened is when we tried to come to that target, we had some militia fired on AMISOM troops.
The ex-warlord, also known as Ahmed Dai, told VOA's Somali service the clashes began when government forces attacked his home before dawn. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
More on this story at voanews.com. European Union foreign ministers have held emergency meetings aimed at forming a unified response to helping Kurdish forces fight Islamic extremists in Iraq. The meeting in Brussels comes a day after Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki gave in to international pressure to step aside and support his nominated replacement, Haider al-Abadi. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton said Friday, ahead of the ministers' meeting, that the bloc is pleased about the presence of Mr. al-Abadi and hopes to see greater political stability now in Iraq. The World Health Organization says the number of people who have died from Ebola in West Africa has risen to 1,145. The UN agency says on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week it received reports of 152 new suspected and confirmed cases of the virus. In a Friday statement, the WHO also said 76 more deaths had been reported during the same time period, the majority in Liberia. Joanne Liu is the president of Doctors Without Borders. She just returned from West Africa and said it felt like wartime as she visited the affected countries.
I really had the feeling that it is like a wartime in terms of fear, general fear all over where you are, nobody not understanding what's going on.
Liu predicts it would take about 6 months to get the epidemic under control. Police in the U.S. state of Missouri say the unarmed black teenager whose shooting death by a police officer has sparked days of protests was a robbery suspect. The police chief of the town of Ferguson, Missouri, Friday released police reports, including video surveillance footage that showed 18-year-old shooting victim Michael Brown involved in a confrontation with the clerk at a convenience store on August 9th. The report says Brown left with a box of cigars from the store. He was later shot by police responding to an emergency call. The incident sparked violence in the town and vigils by thousands of people across the United States. Police and protesters have clashed nearly every night since the shooting death of Brown in the town of Ferguson outside the city of St. Louis. Gunmen suspected to be Boko Haram militants have kidnapped around 100 people from villages in far northeastern Nigeria near the shores of Lake Chad. Witnesses say the gunmen raided villages Sunday in the remote Doron Baga region of Borno State, where they rounded up civilians and set houses on fire. They said at least 26 people were killed during the attack. There was no initial claim of responsibility for the attack. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog will visit Iran Sunday in an apparent push for progress in a long-running investigation into suspicions Iran has worked to develop nuclear weapons. Yukiya Amano's trip comes ahead of an August 25th deadline for Iran to answer allegations about its disputed nuclear program. More news at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.